I found that I really appreciate recording these prayers while I'm out and about walking Cara, my collie. There's something about being in nature that enables me to be much more aware of God around me and God with those that I love and care for. And I'm conscious that the people that I love and care for sometimes are actually a really long way away. It was approximately 3 months ago now that I flew home from Kolkata from a school called the Matheson Music School. That's a kind of a Christian ministry project set up by a guy called Anoop Biswas to take children from the slums and from the very poor villages in West Bengal and give them an opportunity to have a really good education. So you may well realise that in West Bengal they have been hit by the most horrific hurricane or cyclone this last week, and on top of the fact that much of India was in lockdown for the coronavirus, my friends who work at the school and are currently living at the school are on my mind. The children who were sent home from the school because of the coronavirus, who went back to horrible living conditions, are on my mind. The people that we met when we did a boat trip on the Sundarband on the edge of the Bay of Bengal and saw all the villages and the fishing communities and so on are on my mind. And then I think about in Bangladesh, the massive asylum seeker camps that are there, or refugee camps that are there, and that are from the people who are seeking to escape the atrocities in Myanmar. And they've been hit by one of the most powerful cyclones that there has been seen there. So my friends in India said that the power was turned off, roofs have blown off the building, but they'd locked themselves into one of the safest parts of the building and had got candles and food and so on, and seemingly they are safe. But my prayer just is for them and for the people of India at this time. O great love, thank you for living and loving in us and through us. May all that we do flow from our deep connections with you and all beings. Help us to become a community that vulnerably shares each other's burdens and the weight of glory. Listen to our heart's longings for the healing of the world, knowing you are hearing us better than we are speaking. We offer these prayers in the name of the Holy God. Amen.